the weekend.
All righty, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, we continue with the information and the conversation. Enlightenment personified. The persona is one Phil Lempert, who is the supermarket guru. He's here to spend time with us, helping us out, if you will, helping us understand what's in the supermarket. This is a time of year when you have absolutely wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things available to you. The new produce, the strawberries that are out, the berries in general, the first throws of hopefully 5 or 6 months of vegetables. Where do you go to get them? How do you benefit from using them? It's all that sort of thing that we talk about here. We'll be joined later on in the hour by James Cook, who is a food safety technologist, talking about the E. coli outbreak in Europe, concerns about food safety there and here. And then later on, we'll be talking to Donald Lehman, who is with the Department of Food Science and Human Nutrition, the University of Illinois. Important information for you, and certainly we are available for your calls at 800-510-8255. Also at DougStephan.com, you'll find every day, along with the information that's at the Supermarket Guru, things that Phil comes up with that are important, things that will be anecdotally helpful for you in your own eating, or maybe what you're cooking for people in your family, preparing for people in your family. There's a lot of information this week, Phil, about wine and how good, maybe even beer, in terms of fighting dementia. I did see something on one of the websites that I was looking at actually this morning, encouraging people to drink wine, but not too much. I guess it goes with everything else. It's moderation. It's supposed to be very good red wine, especially good for your mind, the capillaries, that sort of thing. I'm wondering now, with the age of superstores, is it the case in every state that allows it that people are able to buy beer and wine and some other alcoholic products in the general supermarket?
No. Only about 21 or 22 states allow beer and wine to be sold in supermarkets. Mm-hmm. But back to the study, it was in the Journal of Age and Aging out of Germany. And what they found, and they followed over 3,200 people for 3 years. All these folks were over 75 years of age. And what they found is not only 30% less likely to develop dementia, 40% less likely to suffer from Alzheimer's. And it's talking about drinking, moderate drinking. And it's not about beer, wine, or distilled beverages. Didn't make a difference. It was just any kind of alcohol in a moderate amount helped stave off these two diseases.
So under the circumstances, the essence of having this, so dementia, Alzheimer's, there are a lot of people who are focused on this now. I've talked about what the study that I had done on my brain showed, and there are ways of now even sort of simply staving this off. These things become so complicated, but yet they aren't that complicated in many circumstances. Doctors and medicine make them complicated, but drinking a glass of wine, exercising your brain so that you can do things that you may not have done before, motor skills, that kind of stuff. But I didn't realize beer was good for this as well. What is there about beer? Is it the alcohol itself?
Absolutely. It's all about the alcohol.
It is.
Again, what this study did is it looked at these 3,200 people.
Yep.
And just watched what they drank. They didn't say, okay, just drink wine or drink beer or drink scotch or whatever else.
Right.
And they found that really very little difference with the type of alcohol that was being consumed.
Do you like scotch? Are you a scotch drinker?
No.
What do you drink? Do you drink anything?
Tequila. Occasionally I'll do tequila.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Just plain silver tequila.
Yeah. I'm not much. I don't drink because I don't know anything about most alcohol. So you could give me a glass of something and I wouldn't even know what it was. It might make me a little loopy. I tend to very quickly get either very silly or very serious when I have anything that's alcoholic and whatever that says about my mind.
Exactly.
Your body's
we're going to have to feed you, tequila on a daily day
there
to
you
stave
go.
Off right. Dementia.
All right, so there it is. the help from Phil Lemberg, the supermarket guru. Now, there are other things here that have shown up this week as tips every day at DougStephan.com. We're interested in trying to pass along to you things that are helpful from all of our experts. And Phil here this week had a tip on what you buy or how to shop if you have a shellfish allergy. Because there are, I was looking at a, for no reason other than I wanted to see what the contents of a particular supplement that I was taking, and it says on the bottle that it is made in a plant where, you know, there's other stuff going on, including the processing of shellfish.
Right.
The assumption there is that you want to stay away from it or know that it's there in case. What the shellfish allergies that people have, is it like you can't eat lobster or you can't eat crabs or things like that? Is it something that's in the crustaceal part of their being and it gets into the flesh? What is there that we're allergic to?
Well, when it comes to shellfish, we have to understand that there's 8 common allergens, mm-hmm. first of all. And shellfish actually affects about 7 million Americans. Most of that is going to come from shrimp, crab, and lobster, mm-hmm. First of all. And unlike peanut allergies and some of the others, usually when you have this kind of allergy, you have it for life. You don't grow out of it. And bottom line is, there's people who just have a shrimp and they blow up, their face gets red. They have all these kinds of problems. They have to carry around their EpiPen at all times. So you want to read carefully, especially with a lot of the supplements that are out there, because a lot of those do contain, some kind of fish.
All right. As the supermarket guru, what do you think about the supplements that are sold in grocery stores versus those that might be sold in a drugstore or might be sold in a natural health store? Is the quality the same? Where do you buy your supplements? I think that's the bottom line.
Well, typically, to be honest, I don't take any supplements.
Okay.
I get, you know, my nutrition from real food, if you would. And I don't have any deficiencies. I do a blood test every 6 months to make sure. So I don't have any deficiencies, so I really don't need it. However, mm-hmm. I can tell you that the best place to buy supplements is where they turn over the fastest. So that could be your supermarket. It could mm-hmm. be a store like Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. Typically, the natural food stores, this stuff sits there on the shelves much longer.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have the volume.
Right.
And you want to go for, you know, a name brand. You want to go for Solgar or some of the others that are major companies that you can trust.
What kind
versus,
of,
you know, Bob's Basement.
Yeah, I know, yeah. What kind of markup? We talk often, because Phil is the expert in the country on when it comes to running supermarkets and what you need to know about working your way through the aisles. What kind of markup is there on products like that?
Well, you know, again, supermarkets go for about a 1.5% net profit. That's it. When you look at those products that don't require service, like cans and boxes and supplements and so on, there's a higher markup on those than there are on, obviously, the meat department, where you have to have, you know, labor involved. So it depends on the store. Some of the stores actually farm out that department. Then you've got a higher markup on that than if they're just putting it on the shelves themselves. Mm-hmm. But typically on vitamins, you know, supplements and so on, they're working on about a 30% margin.
All right. Helpful information from the supermarket guru. The segment that you're listening to brought to you by the Incredible Edible Egg, America's Egg Farmers. Happy. I wonder if the eggs at this time of year, when you get fresh eggs, I think I told you earlier in the week, or maybe I didn't. I was telling somebody on the air how we at our dairy store, we sell the things mm-hmm. that are produced by my cows, raw milk and ice cream and cheeses and yogurt and
you
that
mean
sort
your
of thing.
Cows don't give eggs?
No, in fact, they don't. And no. I'm not a fan of chickens, so I wouldn't have chickens around. But we've been selling dozens and dozens and dozens of organic eggs every week on the farm. And last week we introduced range-free chicken eggs. And the organic eggs stopped. They're still there. But mm-hmm. as soon as we got in, I think, 60 dozen of these range, the eggs, I don't even, there's some local guy somewhere, I don't even know where they're from. And we put them in the refrigerator unit, And within, I think, 4 or 5 days, they were gonzo.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the biggest stories we've seen this year has to do with humane. Whether it's halal products, whether it's range-free, whether it's cage-free, you know, people are getting much more attuned to that.
Yep.
And, you know, when we look at organic, frankly, my opinion is organic is yesterday.
Yep.
And humane is, you know, today.
Yep. Yeah. And do you cover that in the Food Sense, the PBS special that you did? Is that something that came up in that discussion?
Absolutely.
Helping people understand it? Yep. Right. So the eggs that we're the eggs, America's eggs, come from different sources, and yet they all are within reasonable parameters, about the same price. Eggs are not expensive, no matter how you wonder sometimes how these farmers
not
make money.
The only thing that really bugs me about eggs, and you know I'm a big fan, is that brown eggs cost more than white eggs.
Mm-hmm.
That drives me nuts.
I've always thought that was because I thought when I was a kid, I would see brown eggs come out of the chickens because we had chickens on the farm as a kid. Yeah. And they were all brown. And then I went to the store and I saw white eggs and I wondered where they came from. You go to a Waffle House, for example, they're all white. Why? Where'd they come from?
Right. One comes from white chickens and the other one comes from brown chickens. And eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and a breakfast that contains eggs helps you to stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day, and here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. One egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories, and an average of just 15 cents each, just as Doug said, this is a very inexpensive protein. Eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein that deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. So from America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. So take a trip around the world without ever leaving your kitchen by just visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, the home of the incredible edible egg.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, with me, Doug Steffen, on the Good Day Weekend program, focusing on food, food safety, food technology. And with that in mind, many of you have questions, I know, about the E. coli outbreak in Germany. Food safety is something we talk about a great deal here. The food safety bill, we all got ourselves wrapped around that last year. Some of that has been or is in the process of being enacted, but because they don't have any money, because there's no budget, because we have such geniuses running our country, I'm not unhappy that the Food Safety Enhancement Act isn't going to be necessarily funded, but that still doesn't help you. We're going to talk about that with a food safety expert in a moment on Good Day Weekend. Phil Lempert and Doug Steffen at your service.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late.
Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Dancing, Phil. I've never been dancing with you.
Oh, I'm a good dancer.
You don't dance around the issues. I know, that's for sure. Phil Leppert, the supermarket guru here on the Good Day program. Dr. James Cook is a food safety technologist at SGS Consumer Testing Company. He's been working there handling food and food contact issues. This is a very important focus. You all have heard the story this week. Salmonella, sprouts, products that are bringing E. coli. This is something, and if I may, Mr. Cook, is it Dr. Cook or Mr. Cook? I have to make sure I get it right. Mr. Cook?
Mr. Cook.
It's Mr. Cook. All right. Thank you. I have a dairy farm, and I talk about this, it sort of lends into discussions about things like this. I sell raw milk. And we're very, 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 very fussy about the E. coli and the numbers that are acceptable on the standard scale that the state allows. I cut it down to 10% of what they say is acceptable because I believe that you can, in that world of dairy or in the world of produce, achieve fairly easily nothing but cleanliness. E. coli outbreaks happen because there's something in the process that is not clean. Would you agree with that?
Yes, sir. I agree with that.
Okay. So what is there that these people don't get in your research, whether it's in Europe or whether it's in America, that taints the things that are tainted by E. coli? I saw this thing. Somebody suggested that they're using seeds that came from Egypt and they were tainted by E. coli. I don't know how that would happen under the circumstances, because usually E. coli happens as the product comes out of the ground when it comes to veggies. So what do we know or not know about all of this?
At this point, they suspect that the E. coli was in seeds from Egypt that got shipped into Europe in 2009 or 2010. But the exact source of the contamination of the seeds is unknown at this point.
Hmm. I see. I don't understand what I know. I've grown up on farms, been around farms all my life. I don't understand how E. coli survives in a dry seed. Do you know anything about it? Can you explain that?
Well, it can survive in the dry seeds, and that's the problem with most bacterial agents. They can survive in dry products, and when they get to the point where the living conditions are much better, higher moisture, better temperatures, whatever, protein source to feed on, they start populating.
Yeah. I've never heard of this before, Phil. Have you? E. coli coming from seeds? It's always been what's above. You know, the problems we've had in our country, Mr. Cook, have come from people abusing or being stupid about spraying manure or something else on lettuce or spinach when it comes out of the ground, and then not having it washed well when it's packed to go to the store. Those things are simple and easy, although people, even though they're simple and easy to avoid, people don't seem to get it. But this is really strange. I've never heard of this before.
Well, besides being strange, and, you know, I guess one of the questions that I have when we start looking at seeds and E. coli living in seeds for, you know, 2 years before they're being used is whether or not there's some, you know, imbalance going on that could even allow this to happen. You know, is this the first instance that we've seen, James, anything like this?
Well, no, not really. We had a outbreak on hazelnuts with E. coli in the United States in April of this year. So that, once again, is a similar type of product.
So if you have to look into your crystal ball, and, you know, let's be honest, I think our food safety is the best in the world. We've got the safest food supply in the world, but yet we keep on hearing these, whether it's a meat recall, whether it's hazelnuts, whether it's, you know,
and
whatever,
the news media exacerbates it, makes it worse than
this. Are
we
going down a path where we're going to see more food safety outbreaks?
We may not really be seeing more food safety outbreaks. We just may be, because of the globalization of food, hearing about them more, and basically, you know, the outbreaks become bigger because of the globalization of food. I mean, here's the case where you're getting seed from Egypt into Europe. 20 years ago, that would have never happened.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, anything, I went in several trips to Egypt. I got sick every time I was there. The first time I was eating fruit, trying to stay, you know, with a fairly bland diet. And unbeknownst to me, is the melon that I was eating for breakfast had been pumped full of water from the Nile River. I got a pretty strong constitution, but it's pretty hard to overcome what's in the Nile River.
Yeah, exactly.
If you ever looked in the Nile River, you wouldn't want to be getting too close.
Why? Don't even go to Egypt. You know, think about New Jersey. Go to New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey, you have the same problem, but they don't have the Nile River there. They have some other things that are floating around. All right, we're focused on E. coli and the food supply and how safe. What can you do? There's a story this week about sprouts. In order to avoid E. coli, you need to cook them. That may be true for everything, even though we like raw and it's supposedly better for us. So how do we handle this problem? James Cook is with Phil Lempert and me. I'm Doug Steffen at half past the hour on the Good Day Weekend program.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femme Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Now 33 after the hour, it's the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. You want to check out his website. If you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see Phil there in the contributors box, co-host box. You might want to sign up for his hits and misses, which is delivered straight to your inbox every week from the supermarketguru.com. There are lots of things that are happening in the world of food and technology, and we're talking about some of those with James Cook, who's a food safety technologist. Mostly our focus is E. coli, the outbreak in Europe, seeds from Egypt. We're talking about the universality of the food supply. And the thing that is troubling, Mr. Cook, is that we have all kinds of safeguards. As Phil was alluding to earlier, we have very healthy food supply in our country for the most part, but we allow a lot of foods to come in here from other countries, and the countries don't have the same rigorous inspections and regulations that we do, and we don't ask any questions. It seems folly when you look at some of the stuff that comes in from other countries, and you know, we're not inspecting them. So it's to the detriment of the producer here for us to be tough, and the people from other countries think it's great.
Yes. There's a limit of resources that we have in this country to be able to inspect what's coming in. What the Food Safety Management Act is, that was passed in January, is going to resolve some of those issues as far as putting more of the burden of testing, inspection, and making sure the food before it comes to the United States is safe.
Yeah, it would be good if there was some easy mitigation, making sure the food is safe as part, as you said, Republicans aren't going to fund it, so whatever they do, they have to do with what the resources are that they have right now. Phil is always, I think he wants to run on high whenever this comes up, because that part of the bill I thought was excellent, but because I'm a family farmer, and the gross overcompensation that was aimed at the family farmer by, let's face it, the big food agribusinesses that want to put the little guys out of business, their influence on this bill was sickening. So I found it troubling to have the focus be on the small guy, who's never the problem anyway. Any problem
well,
we
no,
have in
no,
our
no,
supply.
No.
Oh, you always say no, problem. No. Name me one small farmer that makes under $1 million a year who's had a problem that has created...
There's tons.
Where? Give me one.
There are tons. I don't have the names in front of me. There's always recalls from little batches of jams and jellies and little ice cream guys that are making this stuff. But we don't hear about those because it's, you know, 20 gallons instead of 20 million gallons.
But that's not a big problem. By the definition, 20 gallons is a big problem.
You said never.
All right.
You said never.
I did say never. That's true.
You said never.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Very infrequently. How's
Very
that?
Okay.
All right. So anyway, to sort of put a wrap on this, do we have to worry here? I was talking about sprouts and other veggies that ought to be cooked to avoid E. coli. What do we really have to worry about, if anything? The news media always makes these things out to be worse than they are. So what's the practical take on this, Mr. Cook?
Well, the practical take is to for the public to protect themselves. That basically, we mostly use just good practices. Good practices being wash your hands before and after dealing with any foods. Don't cross-contaminate any raw and cooked products. Cook your products properly. Unfortunately, I will tell you that sprouts are one of those items that even the FDA admits that we have to watch them very carefully,
mm-hmm.
and we do test them quite often in this country
mm-hmm.
because of that fact.
Right. All right, so it's being all it is common sense. We all know that. It's sad that more people don't have it, but every once in a while I hit them over the head with a conversation like this, and maybe they get it. Mr. Cook, thank you for being here. Appreciate your input. Food safety concerns here and abroad, where this stuff comes from. I'm 100% behind FDA or whoever the regular. The problem with this also is the folly of the USDA inspecting some stuff and the FDA inspecting some stuff. Come on, will you guys get your act together? Get one agency. I mean, this is typical bureaucratic bumbling and fumbling. And one of the things that's the best example of this, as you know, Phil, I mean, overall, we see how there's duplication, triplication, quadruplification of things one agency does, then the next agency does another. They all do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wasn't it when we talked about this first time around, we were laughing about when you look, Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru, goes down the supermarket aisle. On one side, he can look at a product that's inspected for safety by the USDA, and on the other side of the aisle, you can look and it's inspected by the FDA. And there's no rhyme or reason. They'll try to convince you that there is, but there isn't. Why would the FDA inspect chicken broth and the FDA inspect beef broth?
The bottom line is, and people have been arguing for probably a decade, for one food safety agency that combines all of this. And everybody that I've ever talked to in the government, in food companies, in trade associations, in lobbying groups, everybody agrees that there should be one food safety agency. But yet, even though everybody agrees, hasn't happened.
Yeah.
It's absolutely absurd.
We have no leadership. We have a dearth of leadership in this country. This government's just too big. It can't be handled. So everything's out of control. And you suffer. You suffer two ways. You're paying for this mismanagement, and you're the victim of it because you don't have what you're paying for. In essence, that's how it boils down. Right? Simple. You must see this all the time. We talk about the meat inspectors that basically the USDA guys seem to do their work, but the FDA guys don't. And it's mindless foolishness. And we look around. All of us are worried about having to pay more in taxes, and that doesn't stimulate the economy. And we look at the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse and all these things and shake our heads and think, why? And there's not enough activism, at least in those areas. And the general rule of thumb at Albertsons and Kroger's and Publix and Stop and Shop and whatever the regional or national chains are, they know it's in their best interest to make sure the food they're selling is right. So don't they inspect themselves? I mean, why would they leave themselves open to lawsuits, bad publicity? These people are not that dumb, are they?
No, but there's a cost involved. However, you take a look at Costco. Costco really does more inspections for
everybody.
E. coli
loves Costco. Everybody loves Costco. I don't belong to Costco because I don't have an American Express card. It seems that silly because you can't get in if you don't have an American Express card. Yeah,
I mean, I have a Costco card. I didn't realize I had to do it with American Express.
Well, you have to sign up for some reason or another. I went and tried to sign up two or three. There's a great one.
Well, maybe they just don't want you as a member.
That
maybe
may be it.
That
could be the problem. You know? Yeah, got it. The latest study showing that apples and celery are now at the top of the list as the produce containing the highest levels of pesticide residue.
Mm-hmm.
Apples and celery.
Well, keep in mind with apples, The biggest problem is apples are picked and then put in storage for any place from 6 months to a year and a half before we get them.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why a heavy use of pesticides, probably more than anything else. Celery, it's because it absorbs.
Yeah. Well, you look at the skin. Now, with celery, I don't know what would happen if it wasn't sprayed. But if you look at apples, I have an apple orchard on one of the farms, and I don't use any of this stuff. One of the farms that I use, I am in the late summer picking pears and apples and stuff, but they're all pretty gnarly looking. They taste terrific. My God, those apples and pears are great. But they got holes in them. They aren't round.
And that's fine.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
That's
but people
nature.
Were so fanatically crazed by how something looks. And that's not how it tastes, folks. The stuff that's sprayed up, it gets through the pores of the skin, as Phil is suggesting to you, so it gets into the pulp of the apple. And, you know, the organic guys use something different that's not chemically based. So
yeah,
that's
manure.
Better, yeah. Well, I use manure on my fields. I mix up a sort of an unholy trinity of chicken manure and horse manure and cow manure, a little bone meal added in. It's good for nitrogen and spread it on the fields, and boy, does it stink. I had to walk through some of it the other day, and I got it all over my shoes, and I couldn't get away from it for the whole day. But it's really good for the soil and really good to in terms of producing the food. I'm growing some sweet corn this year as well as the cow corn for the cows, and you see stuff growing. And you can actually see, it's like a line where somebody missed, when the manure spreader went down the field and it missed a place, you plow it in and you plant the seed, you can see where it missed. Yep. You can see the difference in the plants there. It's hard. You can't not find apples and celery that are not grown commercially.
Right.
But, you know, you need to be aware of it. That's part of what your job is and my job is here.
Yep.
Phil Limpert, the supermarket guru. In a moment, we're going to meet Dr. Don Lehman, who is Professor Emeritus in the Department of Food Science and Human Nutrition at the University of Illinois, with more on the health benefits of protein, discussing weight loss, foods, high quality of various proteins, all that good stuff, right around the corner here on Good Day Weekend with Phil Limpert.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Hello, I'm Sean Donovan, Secretary of HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUD has a new program that offers unemployed homeowners up to $50,000 in mortgage assistance, but you must act quickly. Get more information at findehlp.org or call 855-FIND-EHLP. That's findehlp.org or call 855-346-3345. You must act quickly.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to mom and marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon is because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast, and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, yeah. Based on testing standards used as directed.
13 before the hour. This is the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lempert is here, the supermarket guru. Joining us now is Dr. Don Lehman. As I said, he's a professor in the Department of Food Science, who spent his career working on healthy food and the things that are connected, how we get the right nutrition into our body. Recognized, Phil, for his research on protein and amino acid metabolism and high-protein weight loss diets. Dr. Lehman, good to have you with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. And let me start off by asking the question that everybody wants the answer to, because people talk about whether it's the Atkins diet, other high-protein diets. Is eating protein in excess of what we would normally eat a good way to lose weight, or is it all about balance?
Oh, that's a great question. The word excess, I think, sort of scares people. Right now, Americans are eating protein at about the minimum level to prevent deficiencies. So what we have found, eating protein above that with a more balanced ratio of protein and carbohydrates is the way to lose weight, no question. But we want to be careful not to get caught up in the word excess.
I am shocked to hear that we are just, you know, the minimum level of protein. I would have thought that Americans eat way too much protein, no?
Yeah, that's the general thought. And basically we have to recognize that the RDA is in fact the minimum level of nutrients to prevent deficiencies. And just for example, the RDA for carbohydrates is 130 grams per day. The average American eats 350. The RDA for protein is about 65, and the average American woman eats 68. Mm-hmm. So we're just barely above the minimum.
Wow. The RDA, by the way, is recommended daily allowance. That's something that I guess the government has come up with in some way, shape, or form, right?
Right. Dr. It's actually recommended dietary allowance, which is the more general term.
Yeah.
And that is really sort of the baseline for how we establish nutritional requirements.
So why is protein so important for us, number one? And then number two, you know, we look at different sources of protein, red meat, eggs, fish, and so on. Is there any difference in the quality of protein that we're consuming?
Yeah, the first question, why is it so important? We always have recognized that protein is important for children, for growth. One of the things that research has now shown us is that it turns out it's actually maybe more important for adults, because children and adults all make about 250 grams of new protein in our bodies per day, which is part of repairing our bodies, and adults get less efficient at it. And so we actually have to have as much or more protein and better quality. So that's sort of the first question. Adults really need it for that repairing process. And the second part is, yeah, definitely there's a lot of difference between proteins. The higher quality proteins are always ones that come from what I use loosely as animal proteins, that's fish, chicken, red meats, eggs, dairy. All of the animal ones are better than all of the plant ones.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And let's break it down again between meat, fish, and eggs. What about the differences there?
So basically all of the proteins that come from what I might call muscle proteins, again, chicken, beef, pork, fish, they're all about the same, frankly. Not much difference. The ones that are the best, eggs and dairy, have always traditionally been the highest standard proteins.
So the eggs, we're always talking about eggs. We ought to focus on that a little bit. Sources of protein in the focus. Dr. Donald Lehman is here with Phil and me at 51 After.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now 53 past the hour as we focus on food and your well-being, food technology, food safety, what you eat and how it is or isn't good for you. It's all part of the prowess of Phil. You see him on The View, on ABC News, on the Today Show, and you hear him here. Columns
and Fox every, Business.
Oh, Fox Business now.
Yeah, right, they even let sense. Liberals go on.
Do they? Depends on your point of view. With regard to food, there's no liberal or conservative, perhaps.
Exactly.
One would hope, anyway. 800-510-8255. We're having a conversation with Dr. Donald Lehman, who has worked his entire career in the food sciences area. And we're talking about the benefits of protein. One of the things we understand, we were talking earlier today, Dr. Lehman, about NES, which is nighttime, what do we call it, the eating syndrome, and what people are eating when they get up in the middle of the night, that sort of thing. We all acknowledge that the less we eat before we go to bed, the better it is, and the more we eat and the better quality we eat once we arrive, we break the fast with good things. And a lot of people think we don't have enough protein in the morning. Is that true, or is that just a rumor?
No, that's part of the new research that's developing. Again, we mentioned before the break that we always recognize that children need protein, and one of the huge benefits children have is with hormones for growth. They're very efficient with protein, but after we stop growing, adults have to be much more conscious about the protein earlier in the day, the distribution through the day. And I think one of the really new findings is the importance of protein at that first meal and keeping carbohydrates low.
All right. So how is that represented? I keep talking about
it. It's eggs and bacon and
steak and eggs. We don't necessarily have to go the route for really fatty foods, but certainly eggs and low-fat dairy and lean meats. What we now recognize, well, the average American, based on the NHANES data, the National Surveys for Food Intake, the average American is eating 100 grams of carbohydrate and less than 10 grams of protein at breakfast.
Wow.
So we think that balance should be closer to about 1-to-1. We need about 30 grams of protein and about 30 grams of carbohydrate. And to do that, you really need a protein-rich food source.
Right. You know what bugs me about those measurements is who's going to measure out grams of this and grams of that? Is it you can take one egg and an ounce of steak when you get right down to it, however you get, there's got to be an easier way because we're not measuring for grams.
Sure, absolutely. I totally agree. An egg, two eggs, an egg white, a little bit of Canadian bacon, a glass of milk, and you'll get to the, about the 30 number. So you need two or three kinds of protein sources. Even protein shakes are real good sources, but you have to look at getting a pattern that gets you more protein at breakfast.
So, Doug, that means forget about the Fruit Loops.
I don't need to. Well, that's true. I haven't had Fruit Loops since I was about 4 years old, I don't think, and maybe they didn't even exist then, but I haven't had Fruit Loops for years. I tend to want to eat a lot of fruit in the morning, and the thing that I find maybe later in the day or later in the morning before I go out about my business of the day is to have we had a dietary product, and I mixed eggs with all of it, pancakes with eggs. Eggs, there was an egg, scrambled egg product, and I put regular eggs in with it. And I think those, I mean, you can kind of look, you sense by looking at an egg. There used to be a whole thing about how eggs were full of cholesterol, which is proven to be baloney. So, in fact, if you look at eggs as a single source, or you want to add something to eggs, that's probably a pretty safe bet, isn't it?
It really is. Eggs are one of the most complete individual foods, if you think about it. It is a food system. It's got a great balance of vitamins and minerals. It's got some very unique things like lutein and choline and vitamin D, but it's got a great balance of high-quality protein. So it's a great way to start the day and really get the balance we're talking about.
Balance is important. All right, sir, thank you for being here, and have a great 4th of July holiday. Dr. Don Lehman, from the University of Illinois, talking about protein. So we've had a lot of wide, varied, and important information, as usual, when we get together with Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru. Check out his website, supermarketguru.com, and there are all kinds of other things that are connected to him. If you Google Phil Lempert, plan on spending the night reading all of the things that are connected to him. The essence of his study and his work brought a lot of people a lot of information, and that's why we have him here as well, for information, enlightenment, and once in a while a snarky comment that's sort of entertaining.
Snarky?
Snarky.
Snarky? People actually use that
word.
Did
you say snarky?
Snarky.
Happy 4th of July, 59 past the hour on Good Day.